Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
I wanted to get to some other JD stuff, but right now, Kevin, there was a death, and I think it was a pretty impactful death for our generation. I'm very curious to know how much it impacts other generations as well, as Curly Neal died, and he was a Harlem Globetrotter, and
perhaps the Harlem Globetrotter.
Yes, and that's I wonder how many people this impacts. 877-881-1053. Did the Harlem Globetrotters have an impact on your life? Because when I was a kid, I remember I never saw them live.
Didn't?
Oh, no, I did. I did see them live at Reunion Arena one time, but I was really far away. But I remember watching them on TV all the time. It was the highlight of – it was the perfect mixture of comedy and sports, and it was a show, and I believed every second of it, man.
So that's really funny that the last part that you say is I remember going to those games and like enjoying the show, but also being genuinely invested in them beating the Washington Generals and not knowing that they're probably gonna win. So I kicked this around with my son last night for just a minute because he's a huge fan of basketball, and I said, hey, do you know? Because we went once when he was a little kid, but I guess it would have been probably before he could really remember stuff. I was like, do you know the Harlem Globetrotters? He goes, do you mean like the basketball team? And he goes, I mean, I've heard of them, but that was the extent of his knowledge on it. And for me, whether it was, and especially for like Curly Neal was on, I think they were on, Gilligan's Island. They were on an episode of Scooby-Doo, at least one episode of Scooby-Doo.
Oh, man, they were in a lot
of
animated.
They were in a bunch of them.
In fact, wasn't there a whole Harlem Globetrotter animated show at one point?
I don't know the answer to that, but I would not rule it out. So, like, pop culture, they permeated a lot of spots. And then I also saw them at Reunion Arena a couple of different times. And it was such a huge, fun part of my childhood that when I heard he died, I was like, oh, man, that sucks. And then I just wondered, what is the age cutoff for that? And so, like, if you're listening right now, Autoflix Leasing Fantex, 877-881-1053, maybe tell us how old you are and, like, if you know or care about the Harlem Globetrotters, and maybe we could figure that out, because I feel like they come back through town still, and we even had a Globetrotter. It was the first female Globetrotter on the show years and years ago. But I feel like when they come through, it's just like, oh, that might be fun. But it used to be like a happening, man.
Man, that's yeah. And I'm trying to think. My favorite, there were two bits that I really loved the most. What were your two favorite bits? Because one of them was the first time I ever saw somebody bounce a basketball off the ground and into the basket. That was the first time I ever saw that. And then it was obviously the bucket.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
The bucket was the best thing, because who's gonna get the confetti? Who's actually gonna get wet today? That was always funny to me. Now, Mike, did you watch the Globetrotters growing up?
I never went to a Globetrotters game. No. So now I saw them on Gilligan's Island. The thing is when we were growing up and we were watching shows, they would be featured every once in a while, whether it was on a cartoon with Scooby-Doo or, you know, they would, at least for me, like they would be featured on things. So it's like, man, the Globetrotters, this is awesome. But I feel like in the last 20 years, they're not really featured in anything like a cartoon, like as in, hey, this cartoon's really popular and they put them on this cartoon. Or like the guys in, why am I drawing a blank? Are they in Allen? The guys that do all the trick shots and all that.
Dude Perfect, right?
Like, you would think, like, Dude Perfect and the Harlem Globetrotters would get together and do, like, a video and it would get a million-something hits. But, Like, I haven't seen, like, Dude Perfect and the Globetrotters come together to do something like the way that they used to, I feel like, market themselves better.
So is Dude Perfect then, like, the evolution in certain aspects to this generation of the Globetrotters? Because you're starting to see, okay, so this is a little different.
Does Dude Perfect do live shows?
Yeah.
Huh. Now,
I don't know if it's like a traveling live show, but I know they've done like live for YouTube stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was thinking more, of that.
They might, because I know like Mythbusters started doing that, so I wouldn't rule that out in the future. From the 214, I'm 28, and I saw them play in the early 2000s. Great time. However, that seems to be the outlier on this, because from the 940, I'm 34, never seen them, like them on Scooby-Doo, but they don't mean much to me. From the 972, I'm 35, and unfortunately, I didn't care about the Globetrotters. From the 254, also 35, and nope, they didn't matter to me. And so maybe that's the 30 to 35 age where the disconnect. So I'm like on the other side of that, and maybe that's why I still remember like my mom taking me and it being super fun.
Derek Holland just texted us and said they were on Scooby-Doo one time. They were a big deal. Saw them with my parents and my brother, and I also got to hang out with them at Texas Motor Speedway. So, Derek,
really? That's
a pro baseball player that loved them, Kevin, in your face.
And they had, I mean, I support that. I'm not against that at all. They had a version of the Globetrotters on Futurama a couple of times. I don't know if they were voiced by any actual Globetrotters, but...
Were they on The Simpsons?
I'm pretty sure they were, actually, now that you mention it. Yeah, it was just like a popular cultural phenomenon. And
yeah.
I think also like that tracks with being in a time where basketball wasn't as prevalent, at least the NBA, right? We had tape delay games. We had games where it was not very prevalent nationally. So when you had the popular basketball dominant fixture, it was the Harlem Globetrotters. Those were the ones that were coming to your arenas and showing you great basketball, and not just great basketball, but super fun basketball. So I think once we started seeing the NBA become more prevalent, I do wonder how much that affected the Harlem Globetrotters and their business and their visibility.
Okay.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Oh, I was going to say, it's really fun that you say that. It's really funny that you say that, because I totally believe that. But as much of a force as they were, like when I remember them, what was really interesting is it goes all the way back to like the 20s, well, obviously far before we were born, but Wilt Chamberlain had a great quote, and he said, when you were a young black kid in the 40s, you loved Joe Louis and the Harlem Globetrotters.
He was part of the Globetrotters
yes.
for a little bit.
So those were like, the Harlem Globetrotters used to be like the standard bearers, and then they became more like they leaned into, like they found a different niche and kind of leaned into the more straight entertainment product. But it's fascinating seeing all this feedback, Corey, because if you're over 35, seems to be kind of the breakdown. Like for the 214, I'm 38. I love them. I've seen them 10 times. From the 972, I'm 34. My grandfather got offered to be a Harlem Globetrotter. Okay, that's amazing.
And there was a point in time where like being a Globetrotter was like a high honor, and that would consider that over other opportunities in basketball.
Do you think if they did something like I don't know how much longer the Globetrotters are going to last. I remember there was a story, and it may have been 10 years ago, that they were in trouble financially.
Oh.
That they were almost going to get shut down. So if you actually have a computer that works today, you can maybe Google like Harlem Globetrotters possibly going bankrupt, or maybe they got bought by another company because the people that were putting on their shows were running out of money. But I think they've ran into some financial issues recently because of the lack of popularity. I was just wondering if somebody like for a game or two during off season, I know it's weird right now because of who knows when the off season is actually going to be. If when they came to Dallas during the summertime, if you got one of the current Dallas Mavericks, and I'd say like more of a popular one whether Luka would be obviously A+, but if you got Tim Hardaway Jr. to join the Harlem Globetrotters when they played here. So all of a sudden you'd be like the Harlem Globetrotters in Dallas featuring Tim Hardaway Jr.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. And, you know, if it'd be unbelievable if they got like, hey, they're in L.A. and LeBron James is going to join the Harlem Globetrotters for this game tonight.
That seems like something he would do, too, knowing that he respects the history of the game and is a smart businessman. I bet he would do that and sell out the Staples Center for a night.
I went back and looked at a date because I always thought this was a fascinating thing because they always beat up the Washington Generals, right? Like,
yes,
y'all remember,
like
they,
a thousand times in a
they
row
just
or
destroyed
whatever.
These guys. I saw it. Here it is, Kevin. January 5th, 1971.
Oh, is that the day they got the one?
The Generals were coached by Red Klotz. They hadn't beat the Globies in 14 years.
Oh.
They had lost 2,495 straight games to the Globetrotters. Between 1952 and 2015, in fact, the Generals and their various aliases, the Boston Shamrocks, Atlantic City Seagulls, mm-hmm. and the Baltimore Rockets, mm-hmm. would lose more than 17,000 times to the Globetrotters.
Bums. Oh, man. Did you see? I just saw a quote from Klotz that's amazing. He said on the fan reaction, quote, "They looked at us like we killed Santa Claus." Man, I need that kind of intensity from a quote post game every time. That's amazing. Okay, so I wanted to get some of the opposite feedback because, you know, we've talked about like a certain generation. It seems like maybe 35 and lower, not all, but a lot, are not as familiar with them. From the 678, I'm 60 and my dad took me many, many times. From the 832, 53 tomorrow, happy early birthday. Curly Neal and Meadowlark Lemon were childhood heroes. Still have my program with their autographs on it. From the 214, yeah, I don't want to not shout out Meadowlark Lemon for people who are upset. I said maybe Curly Neal is Mr. Harlem. I'm a Harlem Globetrotter. I'm not trying to offend anybody. From the 214, I'm 38. I love them. Saw them 10 times. So that maybe seems to be the disconnect. About the age of 30 to 35, it's not all inclusive, but about 30 to 35, if you're in that range or younger, maybe you don't care about them as much, but it seems like the people who are older than them freaking love them. And if they come back around, now I really want to take my son because we went when he was like, I think, 3 or 4. And he had fun, but he doesn't remember that now, you know?
And someone made a point on the fan text. I thought it was a really good one, right? Like, around that time period where you had a little bit of a drop-off, you also had, like, kind of that fancy basketball aspect being taken to other places, like And-One Street Ball, those type of things. So and then also, we've seen the NBA become a lot less rigid in the fundamental basketball playing and become a lot more of that fun entertainment product. So I think that also cut into the market for the Globetrotters.
And Corey, people are saying that apparently, I guess the guys that we were just talking about, Dude Perfect, they do live tours, and they were just, I guess, in Allen not that long ago. So catch the fever
before Mike's computer crashed. He took another picture.
It just froze again. It's totally frozen. Hey, Apple MacBook Air, this computer stinks today.
Wow.
Oh, no.
But go check out the fan cam because he got an excellent picture.
Somehow that happened when it froze because I was like, it's working again. And then it won't let me go because somebody said, hey, Boban would be great for the Globetrotters. So I got to see the Autoflex Leasing fan text for just a second until everything refroze. I'm like, that would be perfect if like Boban was going to do some of the dribbling and passing tricks that they do.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.